Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us turn in our Bibles tonight to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, and yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth, does not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Very strong words from our Savior. On last week, I was blessed to attend a youth summit for our youth ministers and leaders in the Southern and Eastern District. And during that summit, the theme song was sung, and it just stirred my heart. And the name of it is Loyalty to Christ. Loyalty. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not a songster, but I will just say a few words. It starts off saying, from over hill and plain, there comes the signal stream. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty to Christ. The refrain says, on to victory, on to victory, cries our great commander. On, we'll move at his command. We'll soon possess the land. There's loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Hallelujah. Loyalty has many synonyms to it, but it's basically defined as faithfulness. Hallelujah. To be faithful is to be committed, unwavering and unbending. Here we see that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he's teaching and calling out disciples. He sent an invitation, and the invitation went out first to those that were willing to come to the supper. And everybody, some had excuses. Well, I have to go and take care of my wife. I have to go and take care of my oxen. So everyone had an excuse. Then he said, well, go into the highways and the hedges and go and get the sick and the lame. And you would think that all of them would come, but they didn't all come either. But as he went forth, the word of God say that a multitude began to follow him. And with a crowd, which today would be called a mega church, he had an opportunity to probably say something that would keep them interested. Hallelujah. They already heard about the many miracles that had been done. They had already heard about those that had received the fish and the loaves of bread. But Jesus was looking for something deeper.
That's right.
He had an opportunity to kind of water down the message, to make it more appealing. If you want a mega church, If you want this place full from top to bottom, sometimes it's a maybe attempt to water it down a little bit. But I thank God that this gospel is still the same.
Yes,
hallelujah. When Jesus let them know what it would really take and what it's going to cost to be a disciple, it's going to take loyalty. As I've been listening to some of the messages, one of the messages that I heard really struck with me because the man of God said that we're going to have to participate. Hallelujah. I think he gave an example of his father encouraging him. He wanted that bicycle, but it wasn't going to be totally free. Hallelujah. He was going to have to participate. And that's something that we don't want to do. Jesus has done the perfect work. But they told me that you got to work it out. And to work it out, it takes loyalty. Loyalty is faithfulness and is devoted. It's a dedicated love. Genuine loyalty cannot be coerced or persuaded. It's a choice. It's a choice that we make. And when we make that choice, it is precious. You see, loyalty, we can be loyal in a lot of ways. I live in an area where we have a sports team, and people are loyal to the team. Now, it don't matter whether they're winning or losing. Those that are loyal is going to come anyhow. There may be a team that it seemed like they have no chance for the Super Bowl. But that does not matter to a loyal fan. And they call those people diehards. Hallelujah. You see, whether the church is full or empty, they're going to be there. You can't highly discourage a loyal person, a diehard. You can change the quarterback. You can change the coach. And you can even change the name of the team. But those diehards, those loyal people, they're going to be there.
That's right.
Hallelujah. May God help us to be loyal. We are able to worship here tonight because those before us were loyal.
Right.
Truth still prevails.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we look at loyalty, we realize that when we make that choice, it's precious and it's priceless. It's not only for your benefit, but it's for those that are following us. It's a rare character in the lives of Christians, sadly, today. Because it's going to cost you something. Jesus was not telling them to hate your parents or your father, your mother, in the way that we may describe hate. But he was saying that they got to be secondary.
Right.
To be loyal to me, I must be number one.
Yeah.
And few are able to make that decision. But by God's grace, he will help us.
Amen.
Jesus here had to proclaim what it really was going to cost. What the disciples had to be willing to pay the price. He said, you're going to bear your cross. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you strength, but you're going to go through. There's testimonies here tonight that many of us are bearing a cross. But you have not given up on God. Hallelujah. It may not be working out the way that you may have thought, but loyalty, total commitment will keep us in the race. To be loyal, you have to be focused. An athlete does not contend for the Olympics after 1 or 2 days of training. Not even 1 or 2 weeks. It takes months and years. But he started off focused. That's why we encourage our young people and anyone that come into the gospel, while it's still fresh, become focused. You see, those parents or even those athletes, their coaches, they see potential. They see a potential. So they encourage them to stay focused. Now you got to stay and you got to be out there training when your friends are doing something else. Because you are after something. They may just be after just the accolades that they can receive for the moment. But you are after something greater. You want the gold medal. Tonight, we are after something greater. We want to make heaven. Glory be to God. And you have to have a real interest. When you're committed, you don't stop when it gets hard. You don't stop when there is pain because you want to endure. I tell about my daughter that was a long distance runner, and she was running and she didn't have the proper shoes. She knew I couldn't afford to get them for her, so she didn't ask for them. And I didn't know she needed them. And one day she came home from training and she took her shoe off and the shoe was bloody. And I said, well, what is wrong? But even though her feet was hurting, she was a long distance runner and she stayed in the race without proper equipment. May God help us to stay in the race, to stay focused. Hallelujah. It's going to take loyalty, dedication. God in his faithfulness keep us reminded of what it is and what it means to be loyalty. Today, loyalty to God is under scrutiny. It's under attack. Hallelujah. But God is still faithful. God will always have a people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He will always have a people that's committed. When it's raining, whatever the situation is, you cannot stop a committed person. I heard our superintendent general say one time, and I repeated sometime in D.C., he said, you cannot discourage someone that's determined to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And you cannot encourage somebody that don't want to be encouraged. Hallelujah. They're going to find something wrong somewhere. But we want to start off right. If we start off right, we are in right. Hallelujah. If you start off right, you'll be like our veteran sitting there, 90-some years old, still in the race. Hallelujah. If somebody had an excuse, they may could have had an excuse. But because of a commitment, because of a personal commitment, may God help us to be committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The work that God has begun in our lives, He will perfect it. And God Himself is an example of faithfulness. His very character is faithfulness. Hallelujah. To be faithful is to be trusted. We can trust God that He will do what He said that He would do. God will stand by His word. Hallelujah. In Psalm 138 and 2, thy word above thy name. God will honor His word. The word of God that has gone forth, that has encouraged us during these special meetings, what I have felt that God is speaking to His people. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He's telling us that you're saved, but you still need a hunger and a thirst. Yes. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter how God may be using you, we still need a hunger and thirst until He comes. Yes. Hallelujah. It's not, I make a one-time confession. That is good. But we want to be able to endure until the end. That song, Loyalty to Christ, Elijah Cassell and his wife wrote that song. And they wrote it to stir up and to encourage a youth group. Hallelujah. You see, we are here and we are at special meetings because we need to be stirred up. Hallelujah. We need to know what it takes to make heaven, to be able to go through in this present time. And those youth, as they cried out, loyalty. We're going to be loyal. Hallelujah. It gives something and it stirs something in my spirit. It's almost like a war cry. Hallelujah. That I will not be defeated. I will not let the gospel down. I will continue. I will hold fast until He comes. Hallelujah. May not be easy, but He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. That it's not in your own strength, but by God's grace, He will help us. God is faithful. He is faithful to save us. Hallelujah. He will save those that come and cry out unto Him. God is faithful to keep us. He will keep you. He said, I will keep that which is committed unto me. He will keep us and take us to heaven. And on this journey, He promised that I will hear you. I will hear your heart's cry. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee.
That's right.
That's a challenge. He said, I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. We serve a loyal God, a faithful God. Hallelujah. We're reading as we're studying Ezekiel. We're seeing that God is faithful to his people. He even himself said that you are a stiff-necked, rebellious people. Hallelujah. But you're still my people. And I love you. Hallelujah. I tell them sometime that God made a prayer request. He said, pray for Israel. Glory be to God. You know, sometime our children, when they get out of order, we may put a prayer request in. Pray for my children. Pray for my rebellious loved ones. That's a prayer request. We do it because we love them. Hallelujah. So I believe God made a prayer request and it still stands today. Pray for Israel. Hallelujah. And he said, it's going to be a blessing. I can't say I can bless you if you pray for mine, but God said he'll bless you if you pray for his. Hallelujah. That's a faithful God. Hallelujah. He's faithful to his word. Whatever the condition may be, wherever we may be, whatever our situation is tonight, God is still faithful. Glory be to God. He is loyal. He is committed to take us from earth to glory. Jesus himself, the word of God encourages us that he is loyal. Let's look at Romans, the 8th chapter. Beginning at verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. We need to know this. We need to know that God is on our side. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies it. Loyalty. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh an intercession for us. He's loyal. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, and I pray that you are persuaded tonight, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Even though sometime our loyalty may be here, but his loyalty is always here. Glory be to God. We can trust him. He said, nothing I am, Paul said, I am persuaded. I've come to the conclusion that no matter what happens, death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor even things that I'm not mentioning can separate us. You know, I love the Word of God, but I love to see the Word of God lived out. Hallelujah. We've been around the gospel long enough to know what to say and how to say it. But to live it, to be an example, hallelujah, it takes loyalty. I may not know you personally, but I look and I see loyalty. A couple days ago, maybe been a week ago, I was looking at one of the services here, and I'd heard prior to this, the sister testify of how she had lost her husband, and her life was completely different now. And then I was looking at a service, and people were sitting together with their mates, and she was sitting and she was standing alone. I said, that's loyalty. Glory be to God. That's somebody that said that my husband is not here, but I'm still here. Glory be to God. Situations may not be what we would like it to be, but I'm still holding on. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus said that everybody and everything else has got to be secondary. Because if I take them from you, will you still be loyal? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lots of times we are influenced by society and we are encouraged to keep to work with our husbands and our wives. But you know, I looked at and I listened at a lot of things that are said to me, you know, and I'm sure other pastors hear it. You know, you can't do this because, you know, your wife or your children and whatever. And I said, well, wait a minute. Jesus had disciples. And I know that one had a wife because he had a mother-in-law. And he had to have a wife to have a mother-in-law. But he was a faithful liar. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May God help us. That's why we ask our young people, pray for your spouse, that God will give you a spouse. Hallelujah. That will understand your loyalty. Hallelujah. When God is calling you here, there, they'll understand it and support you. God bless you tonight. May God help us to be loyal. May we hear this call that went out to the children and to these young people. And it said, we're on to victory. Yes. Hallelujah. We're headed somewhere. We are on to victory. And we are hearing the cries of our commander. And the commander is calling us to higher heights, deeper commitments. Hallelujah. He's not calling us to where he cannot keep us. They said, oh, hear ye brave the sound that moves the earth around. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Arise to dare and do. Ring out the watchword true. It's loyalty. Hallelujah. May we leave these special meetings with a deeper determination to be loyal. Yes. It's nothing that your pastor or anyone could put in you, but you have to be willing to be loyal. Yeah, it's a personal commitment. Sometimes it's a lonely walk. Sometimes it's a misunderstood walk, but God is with you. He promised, I will never leave you and will not forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will take you from earth to glory. Amen. Tonight, he is loyal to save. Yes. He will save to the uttermost. Yes. The whosoever will, glory be to God. Amen. When we cry out to him, he is faithful to hear that heart's cry, to deliver and set the captive free, Amen. To give you a heart and a determination to live for him, to be one of them that can cry out and say, loyalty. I just don't want to be ordinary. Hallelujah. We look at athletes and different ones and we see their ability. But if you follow up the story, it didn't happen overnight. It happened when they were young. Hallelujah. You see, this thing starts when we first get saved. Very few catch on after a while. Hallelujah. But when you're tender, when the love of God is tender in your heart, be loyal. If your friends don't want to come to prayer meeting, you come. Hallelujah. If they want to go another way, you say, I want to go where the children of God is. When God saved me, for some reason, I love to hang around the older saints. Hallelujah. I used to love to be in the prayer room and get close to this is where I can be near Mother Kelly. I wanted just to hear her pray. Hallelujah. I figured I didn't know what to say. Glory be to God. But you know, the power will fall on her, and if you're close enough, you'll get it too. Glory be to God. Loyalty. A commitment. Make it early. Some get it later on. But I don't believe Brother Earl and Sister Sylvia just started having a desire to be in the house of God. That thing started way back. Hallelujah. And it never grows old. It's still fresh. May God help us tonight. He's mighty to save tonight. He's mighty to deliver. And he wants to set the captive free. If you have not made that commitment that I want to be loyal, whatever it the cost, and God is faithful, he will not leave you alone. He said, I will keep that which is committed. I know you can't keep it, but if you commit it to me, I will keep it. I will keep you. It may be a rough road sometime, but that's all right. He'll give you strength. It may look like that everybody's going their way. Everybody's getting married and everybody's doing this. But that's all right. You stay where God has placed you. Hallelujah. And he is faithful. He will do for you what only he can do. Tonight, he's mighty to save. He's mighty to deliver. And he is looking for loyalty. Hallelujah. He's looking for men and women and boys and girls. There's not a shame of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That in this end time, we will be loyal. And we'll be ready to go back when he come. God bless you.